Something that pretty much always comes up in conversation when you're talking about Kingdom Hearts is the gummy missions and whether people are a fan of them or not. And I know a lot of the points that people make are they're kind of annoying and they break up the gameplay, and mostly you just want to get back to playing as Sora and defeating Heartless along with Donald and Goofy, which I totally understand that, as I am more in that camp than anything. I do prefer the main gameplay of mashing X for 15 hours than, you know, flying around in a ship on a shooter. But I do know that some people do enjoy that gameplay, and that's why I believe in Kingdom Hearts 3 they expanded it and made it like an open world section like the rest of the Kingdom Hearts worlds are, instead of just an on-rail shooter, although there are parts that are on rails when you're fighting bosses and stuff like that. But the core gameplay of Kingdom Hearts 3's gummy missions is you have a bunch of separate objectives inside of this big open space that are in between the worlds. So how you would normally traverse the map as like a top-down bird's eye view camera of just going between the worlds, and that's it. Now you're third person flying throughout the entire space, doing side objectives if you want, or just going straight to the next mission in the next world when it opens up to you after you beat the previous one. Now, this video idea isn't mine. It was actually requested by from one of my subscribers. Actually, last week's video was also his idea as well, so I'm gonna put his quote up right here. If you guys want to request any video ideas, help me out with things that you want to see me talk about, even if you're not subscribed, if you could put that down in the comment section, it's great to see all your guys' ideas and what you want to see me talk about. But if you do end up enjoying this video and you want to see more content like this, if you could hit that subscribe button to stay up to date when I upload more videos, and if you could also hit that like button, that would definitely help me out to get this video out to more people, just so we can all have a good time talking about Kingdom Hearts. So on to the main topic at hand. I previously just talked about at the beginning of the video how Kingdom Hearts gummy missions worked in the first two games and then how it worked in three, and I wanted to see how that would all combine into one for Kingdom Hearts 4, because what they did for Kingdom Hearts 3, like I said before, they took that ground concept as an on-rail shooter and combined it into an open world section you can fly around and upgrade and do all that stuff instead of just being stuck on one track. So I'm going to be doing the same thing in my concept of how it could work for Kingdom Hearts 4 and kind of taking different elements of what we saw in Kingdom Hearts 3 and changing them, getting rid of them, or straight up just improving them to get the best experience we can get for the gummy missions, because it's always going to be in a Kingdom Hearts game. The gummy ship has always been a staple in the franchise, so there's no way it's not coming in Kingdom Hearts 4 in some way, shape, or form. Now, how that'll come into play in Kingdom Hearts 4, I'm not really sure. I'll probably talk about that in a separate video, but for now, I just want to talk about what they can do for the core gameplay for the gummy mission. Now, the first thing I'm going to mention is I think that they should keep the open world aspect of the gummy missions, but I don't want it to be as big as Kingdom Hearts 3 was, as it's just a lot of empty space you're just flying through, especially if you unlocked another world and you have to fly from one side to the other. It's really annoying, but I believe they did that because you could just run away from all the battles that are in between and just avoid them, and they made it long on purpose because you can't skip the ones in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. You can't skip any of the battles. You have to do them. And I know for some of the worlds, when you unlock them, once you get there in the gummy ship, there's a couple of mandatory boss fights, which is kind of annoying, but again, they gotta pad out the runtime somehow. So because you couldn't skip them in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, you had to do them. Kingdom Hearts 3, you can skip everything towards it, so they have to make you go pretty slow and the world bigger, just so that you're not zipping towards the next world and then finish the entire game in 5 hours. If you're watching the cutscenes, you definitely won't be finishing the game in 5 hours, that's for sure. But keeping the open world, but making it a lot smaller, but still keeping it enjoyable with those, you know, alternate boss fights and treasure planet spears that are in between, just the small details and stuff you can do in between should stay there. Now, I'm not really a big fan of the asteroids that you have to go to destroy to get gummy parts that you need to upgrade your gummy ship more, or materials that you could use to upgrade your keyblades. And especially if you want to get the Ultima weapon, you have to go grinding for Ori Calcum and different types of materials like that, just so you can get enough to create the Ultima weapon, which, of course, the Ultima weapon is a hard thing to craft, and it's supposed to be, like, the best weapon in the game, but flying around in space and having to respawn just so you can get to destroy more rocks in space so you can get materials, it gets really old really fast. And again, I know it's a grindy thing to do to get that weapon, but to do it just for the regular stuff too, for the regular keyblades, it's pretty annoying. However, I don't want them to completely completely remove that from the game, far from it, but I want to make it an alternative of if you want to go into that open world gummy ship missions and you want to grind to be able to upgrade your keyblades, if that becomes a feature in Kingdom Hearts 4, just for example, let's say it is, they should give you a choice of you can either go in the gummy ship missions and fly around and do that as another way to get those materials, or you could just fight a Sora and get it. It might take a little bit longer because there's more rocks in space, but just having the choice of how you want to do it would be extremely beneficial, because if you're grinding for fluorite, I think it's how you say it, to get to upgrade for a keyblade, and you can either do gummy ship or just Sora fighting Heartless, there would be pros to doing each. While if you just stick with Sora and just fight Heartless, you'll be leveling up Sora and Donald and Goofy and whatever party member you have while fighting Heartless, so that'll be a pro. And if you do it in the gummy ship, you'll be getting other materials to craft and upgrade your gummy ship, so that's a bonus for that. I really just want to have the choice of going in the gummy ship and not making it mandatory. While I do understand that it's game design and they have to make it a long game and have, you know, certain systems in place to be a game, while respecting the gummy ship as what's come before and how they change it for the better or worse in the future in the game that they're making, I completely understand that. So what I propose for Kingdom Hearts 4 to have for the gummy ship missions is the open world part much smaller and make all the worlds on one map instead of you having to go to different star charts. Even if it doesn't make any sense, it happens in the other games, so who cares? So everything being on the same star chart, except for maybe like the last world, whatever that ends up being, you can do it like the Keyblade Graveyard, I don't mind that, but the rest of the core worlds that you're going to be on one chart so you can easily get to them. Again, the world much smaller. And if they want to throw in a optional boss or two when you go to like the first couple worlds, that's totally fine, you know, pad out the gameplay a little bit, and mainly just keep it kind of like how Kingdom Hearts 3 did. I mean, I know it's not perfect, and I know some people prefer just the straight shot go through on rails, which is where my next part comes in, and that is to keep it where if you're going to a new world from an old world you just beat, they would make it so that you have to go through a linear shooter like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. So there'd be that classic gameplay that people liked, not just for the bosses and stuff, but also for the regular enemies that might also have bosses in there too. So let's say, for example, that you're heading back from Monstropolis and you just unlocked the Incredibles world or whatever world it ends up being. So coming from Monstropolis, there'd be a small cutscene and then it would show you and put you into a shooter, like an on-rail shooter like the old games were, and then you have to finish that. It wouldn't be that long, but you'd have to finish that to get out into the full open world part just so you can go to that world. And I feel like having that would cater to the new fans who like the open world sections more and the old fans that like the original style more, and having that combine would be much better. Now, they don't have to do this for every single world, they can do this for a select few, but just having it in there would, one, make the game artificially longer because it's a JRPG, they gotta make it longer somehow. Two, give you some extra variety of gameplay, not just from optional bosses that you can do, but also just like small waves of enemies that attack you when you're leaving a planet, so gameplay variety while staying true to the old games with the new ones. And three, after you finish that on-rail section, it would allow you to go back to it for a later time to get a better score, so you can get some extra materials, maybe throw for one of them, throw an Ori Calcum Plus in there just so, you know, if you want to craft the Ultimate Blade, you can just put that in there. I think they did that for Kingdom Hearts 3. There was one boss fight you had to do to get the Ori Calcum Plus. So make a score chart where you get, you know, different medals or something, or different ranks, just to give you something to go back to and work towards for a completionist goal. And all those aspects would, you know, combine into a really good successor to all the Kingdom Hearts games that came before it. And I know this is just my concept, but this is personally how I would like to see this feature come back for Kingdom Hearts 4. And as I said before, it's the gummy ship. It's going to come back whether you like it or not. And I think they're going to keep the open world section. So I kind of just crafted my concept around that because most likely that's what they're going to end up doing. And again, I said, I don't really know how they'd be able to fit that in with the story considering Sora is stuck in Quadratum and Riku just, you know, uses the power of waking to get to where Sora is. So we don't know how long that took. Obviously, I'm guessing he didn't take the gummy ship. And unless we're playing as Kairi for some part, which would be really cool, and being able to go on the gummy ship with her and go to different worlds in between Sora and Riku's story, which actually I might make a video on that. There's really no other way I can think of right now to tie that in with the story of Kingdom Hearts 4. I wasn't going to go too crazy with the overall concept of it. I was just mostly taking things from the past games and putting them all together into one big thing that could work really well. Like, I'm not going to say, oh man, Sora should be able to get out of his gummy ship and be able to fly around. I'm not that crazy. I know why he uses the gummy ship, obviously. And no, we don't need GTA Kingdom Hearts Edition. Although that probably does exist somewhere. But all in all, that's pretty much all I have for this video. And again, if you guys did enjoy this content, if you could hit that subscribe button, help me out a lot. Trying to get to 200 subscribers by the end of September. So if we could hit that goal, it'd be super awesome. And I also have a 100 subscribers special coming out this week. And in that video, I wanted to have a section to where if you guys had any questions about me personally and where the channel will go in the future and what other kind of topics that I'm going to be going over in later videos when they come out, if you could put those down in the comments right here and definitely let me know your thoughts and everything, that'd be great. So I can combine that all into one video and get that out to you guys sometime this week. I'm aiming at possibly Thursday, but I'll have to see when I get answers and have time to actually put it all together. But with that, that's pretty much the end of the video. So I appreciate you all for watching. And again, if you could leave a like on it, that'd be great. So with that, see ya and have a good one.